There is the call to serve, and there's the call to receive eternal life. And every Christian has that call. He that believeth shall be saved, and is baptized shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but do what? Have eternal life. Come to me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, eternal life is in his Son. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have Jesus in you, then Jesus had the Father in him. Jesus had the Father in him. Oh, glory be to God. And Philip is saying, show us the Father. Philip, have I been so long with you and you still don't know me? You are a Christian. Somebody is asking you, are you a Christian? You should be able to say, Abba, all this while I'm living here, you don't know that I'm a Christian. Something is wrong. The life that I live, does it not? Do I follow you to nightclub? Do I do boyfriend, girlfriend with you? Do I follow you to beer parlor? Do I follow you to do all the nonsense? Do I dress like a prostitute? Even from my dress, can't you see? Philip, have I not told you, if you see me, you see the Father? Oh, glory be to God. Because the Father and I are one. And until you come to this estate, you will live a wild Christian life. We are called to be like Jesus, to produce again the image of God. We are called to be partakers of the soon coming resurrection. And it's the resurrection of life, which is called the first resurrection. That is our destiny. God has destined us that he will be destroying this world, but he has destined that before he will destroy this world, he will take us away. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. There I go to prepare a place for you. We are destined for a place in the New Jerusalem. Joseph saw a dream that he will be a king one day. Have you seen a revelation of what you will be when you leave this earth? Because of that dream, anywhere he went, he refused to misbehave so that that dream will come to pass. Anywhere he went, he behaved himself. Opportunity to sleep with his master's wife, he came. He said, oh, he flee through window. Wrong accusation, say, let me not say, I die in my innocence than to sleep with you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. These are visionary people. The Bible says, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured. Anytime I read that scripture, I remember those of us who train. Where's Brother David? Brother David is here. Brother David is an army colonel. Okay, now you remember when we were in the academy?
Yes, sir.
The people who are training you, they are the people that you are coming to be their hogger.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
That's true, sir.
The other ranks, the sergeant, the warrant officer that teach you weapon training and all the rest. Yes, sir. There are people that when you finish that training, you will be commissioned and you will come and be their hogger.
That's true, sir.
Hallelujah. So they said they know, say, you go come be their hogger.
Yes.
But they can also determine whether you will get it or not.
That's true, sir.
Therefore, they mess you up. Some of them are very wicked. They will mess you up. Go beyond the training, you know, schedule for you. They call you all manner of names. Where you're going, see this one. You say you want to be officer. See this one. This one say, what? Call out here. They will pause, put on you, step on you. You know, all they do is to provoke you so that you will do something. Then they will say, you are not fit to be an officer. But for the joy that you know, after 3 years, I am going to be your commander. Because of it, what happens? You endure. You endure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Corporal, yes, sir. Sergeant, yes, sir. Inside of you, say it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You will take all the insults. You will take all the humiliation. But those same people, on the night where they call it PP night, when they will PP you, put the rank on your shoulder, authority on your shoulder. You are inside the hall, they are outside. They don't come in there. They wait outside. And this same one that you are busy and kicking with your boot and doing what? He comes out of that hall with his peep. That same man will say, Marisa! Marisa! Hey! Hallelujah! Authority, amen, is given unto me. Authority. That's what is awaiting us. Power, yeah, is given unto me. Power,
is given unto me.
Hallelujah. The problem with us, the bride of Jesus Christ, is that you don't know that there is a difference between Ishmael and Isaac. But Isaac knew who he was. He knew he was a child of promise. He knew the source of Ishmael. And the description of Ishmael is that he will be wild. He will be wild. Why will he not be wild? Because he has no destiny. He has nothing to focus on. But Isaac is a child of promise. The seed that is coming to bless the whole world is in you, Isaac. The promise is for you. The promise is not for Ishmael. Oh, glory be to God. Therefore, Ishmael will live a life that will reflect where his destiny is leading him. They are the sons of the same father. It's the same Jesus we are calling. But don't compare yourself with another Christian. It's the same Jesus. But notice, they are called the sons of the concubines, but their father is Abraham. Before Abraham left, Abraham, oh glory be to God, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He left and he gave his gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. Hallelujah. He called the two groups of people, Isaac on one hand. I am quoting it from Genesis chapter 25. He called his people. He's about to die. Oh, amen. He gave the sons of the concubine. What did he give them? Oh, say it. What did he give them? A bride of Jesus Christ. We know Bible past this level now. When I'm talking, you know where I'm making reference to. He gave them what? Gifts. Gifts, 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 gifts. But when he come to the son of promise, Isaac, he gave him what? How do I know the difference? If you go to Genesis chapter 26, you will see the difference. They went with their gifts, but Isaac was focused. He knew he was to continue. The works that I do, ye shall do also. And he knew there is a work to be done. For after the death of Abraham, the Philistines covered the wells with earthly doctrines, man-made doctrines. Motivational speakers took over pulpit and pastors. All that the sons of the concubine women, the interest is just gift, 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 gift. They know nothing beyond that anointing, nothing beyond seeing vision. And don't say, don't look at the denomination outside. I say, I'm talking to you personal. The two groups are in this church also. All they're interested in is gift. They can go and do dry fasting, because they know what that gift will give them. Because that is all they're interested in. It is the spirit of Ishmael. They are wild. Very wild. Very, very wild. But Isaac, we go back and look for the ancient landmarks. The pathway that the father walked in. And they found a well. He did not dig a new well. He dug the same well. And remove the earthly doctrines and purify the water and clean the water and remove all the dirty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He returned the original name, original baptism, original gift, original baptism of the Holy Ghost, original tongues, original, back to the same doctrines. Same doctrines. You don't know what this ministry is doing out there in the world, all over. I met a pastor in Abuja last week who had the message. He said it was his wife that came across Bright Television and told him, see what I'm hearing, oh, and they glued. And he said it is the wife that even founded the ministry, because it is the wife that had the grace. When you hear denomination talk about grace, they are talking about anointing. Not knowledge of the word, though. Anointing. Power. She said, when she heard me preach against women preachers and I showed them in the Bible, he told her husband, hey, I didn't know I was out of the will of God. And resigned from pastor. Stepped down and sat in the congregation and handed over the church to the pastor. So that you understand Isaac and Ishmael, it is all a product of your vision. It's all a product of your understanding. You have no passion for anything heavenly. It's because you have no vision. You have no heavenly vision. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what produced the foolish virgins, and they regretted it. Lack of vision. Because if you had a vision, you will prepare for it. You will have known the distance you are going, so that you will know the quantity of oil. You will have known that you need extra oil. They did not have the extra oil because they did not have a vision. Through that vision, they will have known how far they are going, and they will have required extra oil. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, Hebrews chapter 12. Now, Hebrews chapter 12, let me read from verse 1 to 4. And this is the admonishment to the Hebrews. If we are there, hallelujah. Wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight. Let's lay aside every sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And what is the result? He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Go to verse 12. Wherefore, he said, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Praise the Lord. Verse 25. Seeing that you refuse not him, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. Also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And this is the prayer that we must all pray in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10 to verse 16. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 10 to verse 16. This is the prayer of Apostle Paul, because your passion is derived from a knowledge, a revelation. If of all people, Apostle Paul will pray this prayer, what of us? Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. What was his prayer? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. And the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. That's his prayer. That was his focus. Not as though I had already attained, either we are already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. That is, that you may fulfill the purpose of your call. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. Somebody shall press. Shall press. So that means it's not going to be easy. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Take note. There's a difference between prize, C-E, and prize, Z-E. Prize is cost. Prize is reward. And there's a reward that is awaiting every one of us. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, what are we to do? Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And the church will say, Be like Jesus. No matter what you go through. Let the musician sing that song again for me. Whatever you go through, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. All trials we go through will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So gladly run the race till we see Christ. That is our destiny.
Seems long, our trials had to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ was on up here to catch his bride away. Oh, tears forever over in God's eternity.
Thank you.
That prize in the name of Jesus Christ. So be encouraged. Those of us that are focused, want to go to heaven, don't be distracted by anything at all. There will be a lot of distractions. Don't be discouraged. Have Abraham as our example. Have Joseph as our example. Have our Lord himself as our example. Have Apostle Paul as our example. Hallelujah. And you too, be the example that somebody will have you as a reference. Amen. Hallelujah.